This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talked about Boeing in the numbers a minute or two ago. The somewhat troubled plane maker was the big drag on the Dow today, mostly because of its planes that aren't flying, the 737 MAX by name. The catch is, while Boeing works on the software fixes that will make it airworthy once again, those planes gotta be somewhere. Southwest Airlines has a fleet of 34 MAXs and has flown many of them to Victorville, California for storage at a place called the Southern California Logistics Airport, one of a handful of giant airplane parking lots. I guess Marketplace's Jack Stewart went for a visit.
Victorville Airport is on the site of what was George Air Force Base, 85 miles northeast of Los Angeles, on the edge of the Mojave Desert, where conditions are perfect for storing more than 200 planes.
Ooh, it's getting warm.
Yes, it is.
Less ideal, though, for piling into an aging white SUV for a tour.
Oh, the seats are hot, huh?
Not all of the roads on this 2,000-acre facility are paved. As we thud over them, Eric Ray, the airport director, explains its role in storing and scrapping planes as part of the greater aviation ecosystem.
What do you do with all these large aircraft? There has to be a home for them. There has to be a final burial rite, if you will, for them. So how do you do that? Most airports don't have the space or find this type of work to be economically viable.
You may have seen the overhead photos of facilities like this, with planes packed in nose to tail like cars rammed into a stadium parking lot. Many of them are stripped for parts and then broken up for recycling, which is as brutal as it sounds. A yellow excavator with cutting jaws crunches into a fuselage and drags it like a dinosaur grabbing its prey before the internal walls and wiring are pried away from the metal body.
All fluids have been drained, all valuable parts have been removed, and all the insulation and otherwise carpet and that type of materials has been removed down to bare metal.
It's not all destruction. Sometimes planes are parked for years because sales deals have fallen through or they've come back off leases and the owners, often banks, are looking for the next customer. Don Dombrowski works for ComAv, which is responsible for the vast majority of the planes on site. He says there's a process before a plane is stored in the desert.
Covering the airplane, covering the engines, we cover all the windows, tape up all the door seams, and then we'll do periodic services on them.
Southwest's 737 MAXs are hard to miss with their engines and tires wrapped in metallic foil. And there's a field of parked FedEx planes. Freight companies need less air cargo capacity in the summer. More than 2,000 people work at the airport, many of them repairing and maintaining aircraft. And there's an increasing demand for skilled technicians. Victor Valley College runs a two-year program here on the airfield in aircraft maintenance. Arthur G is one of the instructors.
This is where it's all happening. Art, describe this place for me.
This is our hangar. We just left the classroom, and this is the hangar. And this is where we teach the airframe portion of the training.
25 students are learning to patch and rivet metal, repair carbon fiber, and rebuild engines. Chris Piercy is a local high school teacher. He helps funnel students into the program, and he says jobs at the airport have been crucial to reinvigorating a community which was hit hard when the Air Force pulled out.
George Air Force Base was one of the main employers, both military and civilian. And then when it closed, 93-94, it just was devastating. It affected car dealers, it affected restaurants, it affected little mom-and-pop shops all throughout the high desert.
Graduates of the program might end up landing jobs with ComAv right next door, which Lisa Skeels says is looking to expand its labor force from 250 to 300 or more.
We would like to employ that locally. That would be ideal. It helps give back to the community, gives them jobs, helps the economy.
And they'll still have plenty to do even after Southwest 737 MAXs are back in operation, and there are slightly fewer planes parked up here. In Victorville, California, I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.